Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. This is Scott Burks from the Clown Hour Podcast. I'm the author of the Clown Town Sports Blog, that's Clown for K. And you can find us on the web at www.theclowntimes.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at clownchild_1906. Let me spell it out for you guys. It's KLOWNCHYLD_1906. And also, you can find me on Facebook. Just do a simple search for The Clown Times. That's Clown spelled with a K. You'll find me. Well, tonight, I'm very happy because, first of all, got the NFL draft going, which means the NFL season's right around the corner. So what I decided to do is I want to start a series of what I call NFL Superfan Podcast, meaning that for each of the 32 teams I'm going to be speaking with, one quote-unquote superfan of that team. And I'm pleased to start off tonight with a superfan of the Cincinnati Bengals. Her name is Robin Lou Van. And Robin, welcome to the Clown Hour. Hello, Robin. Hello, Robin.
Hi,
are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I can hear you now. How are you? Sorry about that.
I'm doing well. Glad to represent the Bengals.
Okay. Well, I guess you guys are in for big things this season. But first of all, before we get into what your own assessment of the Bengals are, including what they need to do in the draft and all that good stuff, first of all, tell the audience of one person maybe, where you're from and how long you've been a fan of the Bengals.
Let's see. I'm born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was in my blood from the beginning. I was going to be a Bengals fan. Hate the Browns, hate the Ravens, hate the Steelers.
Of course.
But unfortunately, I'm currently in Atlanta, circled by all these Falcons fans who think they're going to make some noise every year.
Well, let's see. Well, first of all, just as a party shot, if you will, do you think they'll make any type of noise? And if not, will it be a whimper or pretty much like a whisper?
Well, see, you know, if we don't have the best track record. You know, 91 was a long time ago when we had our last playoff win. But we still believe, you know, I'm really impressed with the progress we've made over the next couple of years. I feel like we're just a couple pieces away. I feel like the Steelers are really old. I think the Ravens, I don't know what they decided to do with their championship team. And I just feel like it's time for us to take over this division. So I do think that we can make some noise. I think we can make it to the playoffs. But that's what I'll commit to.
Right. Well, I'll say this. First of all, this is pretty funny because, first of all, I'm a lifelong Steelers fan, so it's hilarious to actually have a podcast with a Bengals fan, but wait till I have some with a Ravens fan, which I have lined up actually soon. And
knowing you're a Steelers fan, I almost didn't show up.
Oh, you know what? I think it's going to be hilarious once the Browns podcast hits. I probably won't be on my best behavior during that time, but at any rate, that's a little bit long down the line. I'll say this about your team. You know, first of all, I picked your squad to make the playoffs, which they did last year. I just think that you guys had some inexplicable losses last season. First of all, that game in Cleveland, I mean, you know, I'm still scratching my head over that one. I mean, it's not like you guys lost on a field goal or just a fluke play here and there. You guys get the ass kicked. I just kind of say it. And you know, it's in few, you had guys have a few more stinkers like that, but, you know, once again, you guys were able to make the playoffs despite all those setbacks and finish the season really strong. You know, you went to Pittsburgh and beat Big Brother and, you know, punched him in the mouth from start to finish, and you finished beating another Big Brother in the Ravens, even though they probably took the second half off, but hey, a win is a win. So what do you think really went right and wrong for you guys? I know you got that Cleveland taste, that bad Cleveland taste in your mouth still, but what else do you think went right or wrong for your team last year?
Well, just as you said, we had some inexplicable losses, but at the same time, we had some wins that I did not expect at all. And so I don't know. As the season kind of went on, I felt like we got a little national attention. I felt like people started picking us. And, you know, I don't know if that's something that we need to being favored. I don't know if that's something we're accustomed to in Cincinnati or we know to,
sure,
how to rise,
sure,
to that occasion. But we were definitely dealt with the injury bug as well. You know,
mm-hmm,
losing Sanu really hurt us as the year went,
yeah,
on. Our defense was really thin at times. I don't even know how we finished with the defense, so hopefully we'll be addressing that,
right,
soon.
Uh-huh.
But really, I just think, and the other thing we really, what went wrong, we're just a young team. You know, as,
right,
talented as A.J. Green is and Andy Dalton, that was their second year. So
mm-hmm,
hopefully that experience prepared them for better things in the years to come.
Right. Well, I'll say this, you guys are young. And I would go far and say that, so further and say that, 2 years ago, when you guys made the playoffs and Dalton's first season as a starting quarterback, well, as a rookie quarterback, actually, you know, I thought you guys were ahead of schedule. You know, I thought that Marvin Lewis, well, first of all, credit to Marvin Lewis. He's doing a hell of a job, you know, with the drafts and player development in spite of Mike Brown. Maybe Mike Brown's getting the hell out of the way. Who knows? Maybe he has photos of Mike Brown doing something inexplicable. I don't know what happened there. But I think that Marvin Lewis is not getting the credit he deserves in developing the team. It's still a young team. Still a young team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is, and I'm going to come out and say it, I think this is the year for them to take a step forward. I mean, the opportunity is there. I think that my Steelers are like geriatric right now. And you have the Ravens who gave up their leadership and Ray Lewis and, Ray Lewis retired. But, you know, other leaders on the team, including Ed Reed and Bernard Parlett, are no longer there. So you have a green team defensively for the Ravens, which is going to be odd seeing them having to rely on their offense. And Cleveland, well, they're still Cleveland. So that means that you guys have a clear path to ascend over the two big brothers of the division in Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So I think this year is your year. This is your time to get it done. So,
and as a Bengals fan, we were all very excited to see Joe Flacco's contract, knowing what it was going to do to the rest of the team.
Oh, I was too. I mean, granted, he deserved it, in my opinion, but I'm glad that they overpaid for him because it took a toll on the depth and in the leadership.
Exactly.
On the defensive side of the ball. But I'll save my little Raven comments and probably Ravens like brushback in a couple of weeks. I'll have my Ravens superfan podcast, and I know she's ready for that. At any rate, so basically, you touched on the defense, saying that, you know, the defense, you know, how they finished. Well, first of all, I think the defense was a top 10 defense. It finished, I think, sixth overall in terms of yards allowed. And so basically I don't think much work needs to be done on your defense. Maybe to get some people back healthy. But I think
we can use some safety,
you know, you guys. Yeah, I agree with that. I think you guys missed Jonathan Joseph last year.
Oh, absolutely.
I think I think you guys missed him a lot. he made Houston, helped Houston secondary immensely. But you guys still, you know, I think you guys still have Leon Hall in the contract, I think.
I believe so.
Okay, well, see, that's good. So I think, you know.
And am I crazy to think about James Harrison being 35, like this wasn't as big of a signing as everyone else seems to believe it was?
Well, I think you're right about that because you guys see him up close. You know, he's 35 years old. He's coming off of a back injury where he was a shell of himself, but he still made plays. And I think what's going to be big, I think the reason why people make a big deal about A, he's a former Steeler going to division rival, and B, he brings something to the Bengals that you guys really need and go up against Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and that's attitude. You need attitude to face
mm-hmm.
the two big bullies in the division. You guys are knocking on the door. It's just that, you know, in the inopportune times, out of one of those two aforementioned teams slam the door back in your face. Now, the way you finish out the season, you guys actually kicked the door down, especially in Pittsburgh when, you know, your playoff lives are on the line. You know, the Pittsburgh, all I had to do was win and get in. You know what I mean? And so, basically, you guys are on the road facing a team which, let's face it, you do not historically do well against them, and yet you beat them. You beat them at their own game. So there you go.
All right.
So, yeah, so basically, I think Harrison, while not a major signing, I think it's good from the standpoint that he brings leadership and attitude. You guys are going to need it when you face Baltimore, Pittsburgh twice a year.
Absolutely.
That's what I think. Yeah, that's what I think. So basically, do you think the Bengals need more work on the offensive side of the ball? How do you feel about your quarterback in your running game and whatnot?
Well, we'll break that down into two parts. As far as the running game, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis really made me nervous at the beginning of the year. But as the season went on,
sure,
I kind of understood more what the buzz was. I was starting to think maybe he just had the Tom Brady effect when he was in New England. But as the season went on, he really did some great things for our team. But I just don't think he's the short yardage back that we need. The other guy, Bernard Scott, he's not either. He was injured a lot of the season last year. But I just feel like if we could just get a big bruiser, they did a lot of throwing on first and second down last year, and we just needed to move those chains, keep the defense off the field. And if we just had a bruiser that could just get those short yardage, I think that would really, really help the team do some justice. As far as the quarterback, I like Andy Dalton. I think he's a really good quarterback. Actually, I think he's an upgrade from Carson Palmer, believe it or not. I just like his competitive edge.
Yeah.
He's just a winner when he's out there. And the thing I really appreciate, he knows who his go-to man is. He gets the ball to A.J. Green. One thing that concerns me is that I feel like we just need to push him a little bit more. And call me crazy, but I think Vince Young would have been a better signing as a backup, given their style of play. He would have been a better signing than John Shelton. Like, if you can't make the Arizona Cardinals, why do we need you in Cincinnati?
Oh, that's right. That's right. You guys got Skelton. That had me scratching my head a little bit. I'll say this. Go ahead.
I just feel like Vince Young can do anything that John Skelton does. And that it would have been nice. I feel like he would have been a good backup if anything happened. And, you know, Andy Dalton does put himself in position to get injured. So if we have to rely on John Skelton, I'm concerned.
You know, you have to do a few altar calls. And for those of you who do not know what altar calls is, that's a black church reference. If you go to a black church, you know it. But I'll say this about Vince Young. Vince Young has been, being like a pinata over the past few seasons as far as, scrutiny from fans and media and analysts, experts alike. I'll tell you this. The brother may have his issues, but he wins games. He had a winning record as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And one of the few things I agree with Skip Bayless on, and I don't do this often, agreeing with him, that is that Vince Young is capable of winning football games in the NFL. He's proven it. Even in a place where he wasn't winning in Tennessee, he had a winning record as a starting quarterback. I think he was like 30 or 31-17 as a starter. So he can do it, and he would have been a nice addition. It's a shame that he doesn't have a job right now, but I guess it is what it is there. But he would have made a good backup in Cincinnati. But John Skelton, oh, my God, he's the answer. What the hell is the question? So I'll say this, too. As far as Andy Dalton goes, he had a decent season last year. He had 27 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. Passer rating 87.4, which is good for 13th, which is it's good for a second-year quarterback. I think he could be better. And I think that with better play out of tight end, and if you guys would have a weapon opposite A.J. Green, I think the sky's the limit. I think you guys did a good job with the offensive line. I don't know where Andre Smith is in his negotiations. I don't know if he's getting another 200 pounds for that matter.
Yeah, I think they're close, but I do have a condition. If Andre Smith is going to come back, he's going to have to keep a shirt on at all times.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I don't know if you saw that photo who that went viral of his, like, man boots flapping around the wind when he was doing his wind sprints. But, yeah, you might want to keep your shirt on, bro. Keep your shirt on. And as far as Ben Jarvis Green Elliott, a.k.a. the law firm, he barely eked over 1,000 yards. He had 1,094 yards last year, had six touchdowns. But I think he could get better, too. I think you guys, and I agree you guys need a bruiser. I think you guys also need a change of pace linebacker in terms of speed. I think you need a dynamic third down, whether it's a third down back, whatever, a speedster out of the backfield. Do you guys still have that Scott kid?
Oh, yeah, he was hurt last year, but he's back. We just re-signed him.
Oh, okay, good. Well, there you go. Well, I think Donard Scott, right? I think that's his first name.
Correct.
I forgot. Yeah, Donard Scott. Yeah, he's at change of pace, so that's good. So, I think you guys are not far away. Like I said, I think you guys are young, and you guys were 2 years ahead of schedule 2 years ago. But I think this is your year. I think your year to get it done. Now, how do you think you guys, I don't know if you're watching the draft right now. I got one eye on the draft right now to speak. But what should be the draft focus of your team? What direction should you guys be going?
This year in the draft, I really would like to see us get a change of game running back, actually. Would love to get somebody who can get that short yardage for us. And also the safety. If those two needs are met, I would feel like it would be a successful draft.
So you're saying the safety and what else now? I'm sorry.
Safety and running back.
Safety and running back. You know what? Yeah, I think safety, definitely safety. I think you guys got good cornerback play last year. Even my man Pac-Man Jones did pretty well last
year. He came in and did his thing last year.
Yeah, and just like I said but before, earlier, imagine if you guys signed John and Joseph. I mean, it's not like you guys didn't have the salary cap room. I mean, just imagine the three of them. Leon Hall, Jonathan, and Pac-Man. Pac-Man covering, as a nickelback. I mean, you guys, no one could be able to throw the ball on you all. But even still, I think you guys did well concerning the fact that you didn't have John and Joseph. And I think that with some safety help, that should go a long way. And it's too bad that you guys didn't, and this would have been funny as hell if you guys would have picked up Bernard Scott, just at first from a leadership standpoint.
Yeah. And, the other thing not to forget about, we didn't really get too much. I don't even know how many games you played in Drake Kilpatrick from last year. So it's almost like we'll get two number ones again this year.
Right, that's right, Drake Kilpatrick, yeah. So you guys are straight, man. I think, this is a chance to draft a death for you all, in my opinion. It's not like you guys are like a hot mess, if you will. You guys are pretty...
It's not like
you guys
every year between 1991 and 2010,
exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Exactly. Once again, credit to Coach Marvin Lewis for turning that shit around. I mean, you guys are in the right direction. I never thought I'd hear myself say that about the Cincinnati Bengals franchise. But you guys are headed the right direction. You can only go but even further. And it's going to be scary once you guys realize how good you really are. So maybe the back to the heyday of the 80s, You don't remember the 80s. I know that because you're younger. But, but I do because I'm old.
I remember
the
80s in a history book somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, you guys had a hell of a squad in the 80s. It's just you ran into that team called the San Francisco 49ers twice in the Super Bowl that ruined your dreams. But I guess you got
that up
like
today.
It probably was a painful Super Bowl for you to watch last year. the damn if I do and the damn if I don't. But at any rate, your division rival versus a historical tormentor. So how do you think the Bengals will do this season? Have you had a chance to look at the schedule?
You know, I looked at the schedules when they came out last week, and all I could do was cry. This is a tough schedule.
I got the schedule right here, by the way, but you can go ahead and finish before I make you even more upset.
I'll have to pull it up, but oh, my God. It was one of those things that I just had to walk away. I wasn't having a good day. I saw that schedule, and I said, you know what? We'll just have to look at this again in the fall. I mean, we have some tough games this year. We have to go on the road.
Yeah.
I believe it's NL, or excuse me, I'm now I have my baseball team on. But we have to go to the NFC North, or we have to play the NFC North, and oh my God, that's a tough division. I forget
it's
who
brutal.
Else we have, but honestly, we really just need to win in our division this year. That's where we need to capture our wins within the division because it's going to be a tough year.
Yeah, and you know what? Let me depress you even more. I'm going to go through the schedule one by one. You guys start off in Chicago.
Ooh.
Yeah, in Chicago. New coach, the Bears, who bring in a new coach, you know, Jay Cutler, who the hell knows how he's going to do that day. And they don't have Brian Urlacher, they don't have the lead on defense. So, you know, you guys may catch a break there, but you know how it goes on opening weekend for the home team. So they're hype. And, you know, the Bears, that they still bring their brand of, you know, black and blue football. Who the hell knows? Then next week is a Monday night game. That's the good news. Bad news is you'll be playing the Steelers. So that's the second game of the season. You'll be playing your first division game against a historical tormentor. But like I said, a team like Team Jarrett's Hall right now. So you guys may have caught a break there. Then the following week, you guys host Green Bay. So you guys get, let's see, in the first 3 weeks of the season, Jay Cutler, Ben Roethlisberger, and Aaron Rodgers. If you're not depressed yet.
It gets worse.
Well, sometimes the
Browns coming up.
Right, you got the Browns, but then again, you guys lost to Cleveland last year, so who the hell knows?
The Browns are getting better. The Browns are getting better.
Yeah, but you know what, though? And I'll say this during the Browns podcast. Maybe I'll be nice about it in the Browns podcast, but there's a reason why the Browns' main color is brown. Because they play like shit. So I don't know. But anyway, I just love picking on Cleveland. Tom Brady next week. The following week at Buffalo. The following week at Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions and Megatron.
So we're at 7 games here, and if we're at 4-3 at that point, I would consider that success.
You know what? You're probably right because Matthew Stafford, let's run it again. Matthew Stafford, I'm work backwards. Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, and Jay Cutler in the first 7 games of the season. If you guys go 4-3, you should do a rain dance. But
exactly.
I think you guys have a good shot against Pittsburgh. I can't believe I'm hearing myself say this. You guys have a good shot going against Pittsburgh because, like I said, we're old. And if you guys get on the roll that early in the season, you know, before the injuries and all the attrition stuff comes into play, you guys have a shot. You guys playing at home on Monday night. And on paper, you guys are probably a better team. So I wouldn't exactly count that game out, but if you guys beat Green Bay, let's put it this way. If you guys beat Green Bay the following week, I'll take notice. I'll really, really take notice if you guys beat Green Bay the following week. But overall,
I will
too. You guys host the New York Jets. That's a win. I mean, the Jets are pathetic. Then you guys go to Miami and their funky-ass logo. I heard they're getting new jerseys too. So
yeah, that was a bad loss for us last year. Miami.
Yes, it was.
At home.
Yes, it was. I'm still scratching my head over that one. How in the world did you guys let that kid from Texas A&M, I forget his name, that rookie quarterback, roll in town and it's just inexplicable, but I'm not going to depress you any further. But the next week, the following week, You guys go to Baltimore.
That's
always
a win.
Always a big division rivalry game. And you guys host Cleveland. That should be a win. The good news is you get your bye week late in the season. So you guys got a bye week in, like, the last week of November. Then you guys go to San Diego. I think San Diego stinks, will stink this year. Then Indianapolis,
well,
that's going to be a huge game. Yes, that's true. Indianapolis, you guys get Andrew Luck in Cincy. So that should be a good one. Then you guys going to go back to Pittsburgh on a Sunday night game. Probably cold, snowy, miserable, muddy field, rancid crowd, drunk crowd, all that. And probably have revenge in their minds, too, just to let you know that. Then you guys close the season at home. That's the good news for the last 2 weeks of the season. The bad news is, well, not really bad because you guys can beat Minnesota. But the following week, you guys can host Baltimore. So it's a manageable schedule. Baltimore, I don't think, is the beast that it was last year. And keep in mind, Baltimore was on their way to back it into the playoffs if it weren't for Ray Lewis declaring, this is my last year. You know what I mean? Like, because I think Baltimore was on the run, on a high, the same, similar to the high that Pittsburgh was on during Jerome Bettis last year. You know, both teams had no business winning the Super Bowl, basically, but they weren't on emotion, and they got hot. So I don't think Baltimore will be but so hot next year. That's just my opinion. So just to give you some hope, I think you should get 10 wins next season. That's just my belief. You think that's too ambitious for your squad?
You know, I think 9 wins will really – I'm willing to go with 9 wins. 10 wins would definitely win the division, if you ask me, and I think we have a shot at that. I think we really need to rake up a lot of wins in the division and then try to split. We must get that game at Miami. We must beat the Jets. Like, some of these – we have to get the ones – we can't have these bad losses like we did last year. But if we can win the division, if we can have a winning record in our division, get the win games we're supposed to outside of the division, I think the playoffs is definitely a possibility. I really do think we could win the division this year. I think, what was that, 2 years, 3 years ago? 2 years ago we won the division. Was it? No.
Right. How about that?
Basically,
you guys swept the division that year, actually. You guys swept the division.
So we've improved.
Big cost since last year.
So that was a little bit ago, but I really do think 10 wins is possible, but I'm going to give it a 9.
Right. Well, that's cool.
I'll be cautiously
optimistic. Cautiously
optimistic.
That's the buzzword. Cautiously optimistic. That way you can't be let down too much or get too excited. You think, oh, well, what the hell? I put them to go low anyway. Well, I'll say this, dear. I think that the NFC North is a tough draw because it's brutal. It's brutally tough. We got to play them next year, too. Pittsburgh has to play them next year, too, as is Baltimore, as is Cleveland. So we all going to get beat up. But I think that the AFC East, it's a bit of a break for us because, let's face it, New England and the three dwarfs in the AFC East. So we got a break there. And I don't think New England's going to be as good as people think they will be next year, but that's for another podcast. But I think that the toughest draws outside of those are Indianapolis and just Indianapolis. I think the Indianapolis game late in the season, and they should be better next year. I think they'll be better next year. And I think that will tell a lot about your team. So I don't know if I made you more depressed. I didn't mean to make you depressed. It's pretty much like I think I have you guys going to playoffs again, and you know this coming season. But like I said before,
unless I play the Texans
guys,
this year in the playoffs,
you know, I think you need to like do like a some type of Haitian voodoo ceremony to exercise those Texan demons because they have your number.
They do.
Just win a division and hope and pray you don't have to face the Texans in the playoffs. You'll be all right. How about that?
All right. We'll have to revisit this as the season goes on.
Right. Well, like I said, Rob, you know, your Bengals are doing the right things. I like what they're doing. I like what Marvin Lewis is doing, building from the draft, signing his own free agent, maybe getting one or two out there. He's obviously.
To me.